He preached to millions and millions of people as they, well, thousands, not millions, as they came down to the River Jordan. And he called people to change their lives, to get ready for God's Savior to appear among them. And he challenged the crowds to respond by being baptized. John would immerse people in the waters of the River Jordan to symbolize that they had died to their previous life. And so as they rose from the water, it was into a new life with their sins washed away, because that's what water does. It washes things away. And we heard that Jesus eventually appeared as well. And he was baptized by John. Reluctantly, because John had said to those around him of Jesus that someone is coming who is much greater than I am. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, not just with water. Now, as we've seen today, as the water was brought down, we usually associate baptism with water. But John uses those two other images. He says that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The fire symbol. Symbol of God and of God's power throughout the Bible. Moses hears the voice of God from a burning bush. And God appears and descends upon Mount Sinai to give Moses the Ten Commandments. Fire represented the presence of God. And God is sometimes described as coming like a refiner's fire, destroying what is unjust and wrong. And when we are baptized in Jesus' name, something of the holy fire of God comes upon us. And we can experience God's Spirit within us when we are lit up by the fire of the Spirit. So Jesus is the one for whom John has been preparing the people. And yet here we see Jesus allowing himself to be baptized by John. And just as a proud parent congratulates their children on doing something really well, Jesus hears the words of affirmation, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Jesus' baptism is the commissioning for his life's work. And when Jesus receives the Spirit at his baptism, we are told that something came upon him like a dove. And so for Christians down the ages, the dove has become a lovely image of the Spirit. Yes, it's good to be fired up by the Spirit, but the dove also reminds us that the Spirit can bring calm to our inner being. So I'm just going to pop these on here before I continue, because we have the symbols of water, of Spirit, and of fire. God's presence is not always fiery, and it's often we can find calm in the storm or light in the darkness when we're most aware of God's presence, God's Spirit with us. As we've said, Jesus is commissioned for his work, which will bring a baptism of fire to the world. But the dove of the Spirit he is gifted with gives an inner spirit of peace, which will strengthen Jesus as he does his Father's work. Whether we were baptized as infants or as adults, our baptism has precisely the same meaning. We've been commissioned by God and given God's Spirit to help us. Jesus came as a human being among us, became just like us, born as a baby, even to the extent of being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. In undergoing baptism, the sinless Christ has identified himself with sinful humanity. And so the descent of the Spirit on him here brings in a ministry which will wash away those sins once and for all as he dies for us on the cross. Our life as Christians is about living as baptized people. When we strive to follow Christ, when we care for the people who are the bent reeds and flickering lamps, when we seek justice and peace for our world, then we live out our baptism. And we find strength for our journey of life because we know that we are children of God, loved abundantly. As we heard of in the prophet Isaiah, as God spoke through him, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight, honored, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you." At the heart of the Christian faith is the conviction of God's grace is unconditional. His love is abundant. Generous grace is the point of God's kingdom. And the words of Isaiah speak of the nature of God and our humanity. We are created, we're formed, we're redeemed, we're called, we are precious, honored, and loved. The Lord our God is with us. Therefore, we are not to fear. For despite our human capacity to sulk or to behave selfishly or to get things wrong, God remains faithful. And therein lies our hope. Jesus is the light of the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. He is God with us. We need no fear. And so at his baptism, he is commissioned for his ministry. And his ministry reveals that all, every one of us are precious in God's sight. And Jesus makes manifest the love of God. He establishes the rule of God. Jesus leads people into the kingdom by standing alongside them and walking with them. And the church is called to do likewise. We who are called by name are members of one body, the church. And we are to be a people who share God's creative, redeeming, and sustaining work. We gather here Sunday by Sunday in order to be reshaped as we've just sung, melt me, mold me, break me, make me anew with the living spirit. We can only be who we are called to be in the power of the spirit, facing the challenges, opportunities, our failings and our blessings. And that same spirit calls us to participate in the world, to walk within it, to reveal God's loving kindness in our relationships, to use our God-given gifts for his service. And all of that is rooted in fostering Christ-like relationships at all levels. Just as in Jesus' baptism, he was commissioned by God for his ministry, so in our baptism, we are commissioned for our ministry. We are called to represent Christ in the world. By our lives, we testify to the love and goodness of God. And this and more is what baptism signifies. In a sense, we keep learning about the rich meaning of our baptism through our lives, and baptism is just the beginning. The journey begins as we gather at the river. Yes, okay, today the water stands in a font, but it's a river nonetheless. A river that stretches all the way back to that real river of Jordan. It's the river of life. It's the start of our journey with sisters and brothers of faith. A journey that will take us only God knows where. Only God knows. And only God will be there with us. Utterly dependable and faithful every step of the way. And so to God all praise and glory be. We end with a prayer. So let us pray. Almighty God, who anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son, Give to us who are born of water and the Spirit the will to surrender ourselves to your service, that we may rejoice to be called your children through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.